Well, this isn't good. A German cardinal has appointed a female, a woman, to head his diocesan office for priestly formation. He's the Archbishop of Cologne in Germany, one of the most beautiful cathedrals in the whole world, by the way. And I got nothing against women. I'm married to a woman. It's lovely, great. Got four daughters. It's awesome. But we got a couple problems with this decision. One is biblical. One comes from St. Paul. And the other one is that it's just crazy. This is crazy. You see, priesthood, here's the problem in the world right now. Priesthood is the gift of fatherhood. It is the gift of spiritual fatherhood. That's what priesthood is. Being a priest is being a father. And when we do priestly formation, we're trying to give the father's heart to the ordinand, to the seminarian. That's all seminary is to create spiritual fathers who administer the seven sacraments and the holy gospel, to preach it in the pulpit, and to draw all people to Jesus Christ. And it's spiritual fatherhood. That's what we understand in the Catholic Church. So why would you go and place a woman as head over the formation to create spiritual fatherhood? Haven't we been playing this game for 50 years, and it's just been failing over and over and over? It's ridiculous. And this Cardinal Welke, he's supposed to be one of the conservative archbishops in Germany. But Germany is just a disaster. It's a mess. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to go over these two difficulties, two insanities with this decision. And it's just a reminder, my friends, we got to fight. We got to pray. Things are getting worse. In a way, they're getting better because it's crystallizing us. The pressure's making diamonds. But structurally, in the institution of the Catholic Church, nobody is learning from the mistakes. Let's pray. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, se libera nos a malo. Amen. Dear Lord, give us many priests, give us many holy priests. We beg and pray in your name. Amen. Nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, as I said in the intro, Cardinal Welke of Cologne, Germany, he has appointed a woman as the head of priestly formation in his diocese. And I'm just going to say it right now. Your vocations are going to tank. And not only are they going to tank, the quality is going to go down because Catholic people, and let me just say in particular, Catholic women, all you Catholic women out there, I'm going to address you right now. Catholic women want a pastor who is a man, who is a father. They don't want a weak, effeminate man because effeminate man can't protect the flock. They want a man who is a man. And also, let me address the Catholic men out there. We don't want just another sissy. We want a guy that we can get behind as soldiers get behind their captain. We want a leader. Otherwise, it's just pathetic. The state of the church right now. There are some great priests, awesome priests, priests that I support, good, good fathers, men. But I think all y'all watching right now would agree that there's a lot that are just weak, fearful, indecisive, even effeminate. Thomas Aquinas defines being an effeminate as being unwilling to suffer, unwilling to work, unwilling to sacrifice. Being effeminate is preferring luxury over work. That's effeminate. It's drinking an appletini instead of hearing another hour or two of confessions. And the only way we're going to get orthodox, solid fathers back on the altar, back in the pulpits, is if we have good priestly formation. Not playing video games, not sitting around the seminary watching Broadway adaptations on film, not sitting around drinking appletinis, not flipping through catalogs of laced albs, learning how to be a soldier and a father. That's what we're going to need. Cardinal Welke is hiring Dr. Brueckmann Geertz in another important signal of a necessary distinctive contribution that women are making in a modern changed training for priests and deacons, Welke said. With her competence and commitment at the interfaces of education and theology, Dr. Brueckmann Geertz brings with her the best prerequisites for this, end quote. Except, Your Eminence, she doesn't bring the competence of being a spiritual father. How can we miss this? Your Eminence, how can you miss the fact that she cannot impart spiritual fatherhood to these men in priestly formation? And he says it's another important signal of a necessary distinctive contribution that a woman, blah, 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 blah. Your Eminence, Cardinal Welke, is what you're doing in this appointment creating an important signal to the German society? Or are you actually trying to form men to be spiritual fathers, to be priests? It's obvious you're doing A, not B. And that's a problem. Everyone can see this, except for some reason, the bishops and the cardinals can't see this. It is so obvious. Now, fortunately, Cardinal Welke is against the ordination of women to the priesthood. He's even been vocal on being against the ordination of women to the diaconate. Thanks be to God. All right, this is bare minimum Catholicism. But you can't form your future priests by having a woman at the head of priestly formation. It doesn't work. It will never work. This is problems. This is effeminacy. All right, that's the first point. The second point, this is Cardinal Welke, by the way. I'm going to take him off because I got a Bible verse. The second point is going to make some people upset. If you get upset watching my videos, just turn it off. What I'm about to say is going to freak people out. But it's not what I'm going to say. It's from the Bible, St. Paul. In fact, I even got a picture of St. Paul to put on the screen. Maybe I'll just put it over my face while I say it so you don't think that it's me making it up. It's St. Paul. All right, here it is. It's from the Bible. St. Paul wrote this. Not me. St. Paul wrote this. Here, I'll make it bigger. Make it more realistic. There we go. St. Paul. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. Uh-oh, here it comes. Here it comes. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to use authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not seduced, but the woman being seduced was in the transgression. Yet she shall be saved through childbearing, if she continue in faith and love and sanctification with sobriety, end quote. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The words of St. Paul, inspired by the Holy Ghost. Does this make you uncomfortable? Shouldn't. It's the word of God. What does St. Paul teach? Is everybody triggered yet? Let me know in the live comments. By the way, if you're enjoying this episode, this might be the wrong time to say. I might get a bunch of thumbs down saying, how dare you say all of these offensive things. But if you do like it, please give a thumbs up. Please share it on Facebook. Please, 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 and please subscribe. And you can also subscribe by pushing the button in the right bottom corner. And make sure when you do subscribe, you hit the bell. You'll get notified whenever I go live. You got to hit the bell. You got to hit the bell. All right, are we triggered yet? Let me know. Say, if you're upset, you can say, I'm triggered. And then you just need to stop watching this. Or you're not triggered. All right, but Paul, St. Paul, do I need to put this over my face anymore? No, you get the point. St. Paul says, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to use authority over the man. Now, how can Cardinal Welke place a woman over priestly formation who is there to teach men how to be priests and have authority over these young men to become priests when St. Paul says he doesn't allow that? See, this is why I say you got to read the Bible every day. Because you read stuff like this and you're like, ooh, that doesn't work with my woke PC culture. And then you have to make a decision. Am I going to go with woke PC culture or am I going to go with the Bible? And you just go with the Bible. That's just what you do. So if I could have Cardinal Welke come on the show right now, I'd say, Cardinal Welke, let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. Do you believe what Paul wrote here or don't believe? We just need to know. Uh-oh, somebody's triggered. Somebody said they're triggered in the comments. This is what's great about the live stream. We've got the live comments. You see, Catholicism is a patriarchal religion. It really is. Patriarchy is everywhere. You can't assent to Catholicism without recognizing the patriarchy. Let me go through some examples. First off, every single prayer begins with, in the name of the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That's how we do it. When you go to church and you see your pastor, you say, hey, good morning, Father. When it comes to defining the faith and morality in the church, infallibly, there's only one person that gets to do that. His name is called the Pope. From the Latin and the Greek, Papa, meaning Father. You see, so your entire experience from your prayer life in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost to your pastor who's called Father to the Pope who's the Papa, the Mass is offered in the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ to the Father. It's fatherhood is everywhere. It's patriarchy. It's a patriarchal religion. Now, we also have the greatest possible devotion, what we call hyperdulia, which is given to the Blessed Mother, the Theotokos, ever virgin. But the authority structure and the teaching structure is patriarchal. And the reason it's patriarchal is because Christ is the Son of the Father, and Christ is the Son of God. He's the Redeemer. And then he has apostles and the Bible teaching things like 1 Timothy chapter 2, where it says, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to use authority over the man, but to be in silence. Now, someone in the live chat said, yes, but women can be over their children. Of course, women can be over their children. Mothers are over their children. Absolutely. But the father is the head of the home, and the father is the head of the local parish, and the bishop is the father head of the diocese, and the pope is the father head of the entire Catholic Church on earth, the visible church on earth. And of course, God Almighty is the father over the entire universe, but also the church, triumphant in purgatory and here on earth. That's just how it is. So when cardinals like Cardinal Welke do this kind of stuff, they're doing a remix, but it's a wrong remix. It doesn't work. Well, yeah, I'm just making a signal to the world that women are important. Well, don't do it that way. That's not how you signal to the world that women are important in the Catholic Church, by giving them jobs for them to impart fatherhood when they can't impart fatherhood. It's not fair to her. It's not fair to the priest. It's not fair to the diocese. It's not fair to anyone. And it's just being woke and creating what Bishop Welke calls, it's another important signal of a necessary, distinctive contribution that women are making in modern change training for deacons and priests. Blah, blah, blah. Come on. Not legit. Not legit. All right. Let's pray for the church. You know what we really need? Even in traditional orders, the formation can be better. We need to pray that the spirit of fatherhood, sacrificial fatherhood. You know, fatherhood, I define fatherhood with two things: strength and sacrifice. Strength and sacrifice. Of course, women can be very strong and sacrifice. Just ask my wife. She's had 8 children. That's strength and sacrifice. But I think with the fatherhood, the male dynamic is, just like Christ on the cross, is being the leader, being the chief, being the head, and yet sacrificing it out of love for those under his care, his wife and his children. Or if you're a priest, for the parish. If you're a bishop, for your diocese. If you're a pope, for the whole universal church. That's true patriarchy. We need that. We need that. All right. Thanks for watching. Please click the like. Please share. Please subscribe. All those things. All right. We're going to pray Hail Mary. We're going to go to Mama, the matriarch of the church, who, by the way, look what Paul here says. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor to use authority over the man, but to be in silence. Mary is holier than Peter, holier than Paul. Mary knows more theology than Peter and Paul. Mary knows Jesus personally better than Peter and Paul. Mary is a greater philosopher and theologian and moralist than Peter and Paul. And yet, we find her, for the most part in Scripture, silent. Her power is in her silence. She says things like, do whatever he tells you to do. At the foot of the cross, silence. Great power, but silence. That's amazing that the greatest human person ever created in the history of the universe, the Virgin Mary, the Theotokos, you might even imagine, well, you know, Christ would make the fruit would be the first pope who has authority over the whole church. Well, Mary is sinless. She's the Immaculate Conception. She'd be the best pope. Let's make her the pope. He doesn't. It's a mystery. All right, let's ask her to pray for the cardinal and for all of us and for our priests. Today, by the way, is Ember Friday. What is Ember Friday? There are 4 embers every year. fall, winter, spring, summer. At the turning of every season is an ember week. And we are to do fasting and abstinence in the traditional way. It's been abolished by the Novus Ordo pontificates. But traditionally, going back as far as Leo the Great, 400s, Catholics would fast and perform abstinence from meat on the Wednesday, the Friday, and the Saturday of the embers on the turning of the four seasons. And today is the Ember Friday. Tomorrow is Ember Saturday. And the purpose of the embers was at the turning of every season with the harvests that God would deliver priests to bring in the spiritual harvest. So the embers were a devotion of fasting and abstinence for whom? For the priests and for those training to be priests. That's why I always say, remember the ember. Why? Because it's penance for those to be ordained and for those who are ordained. Wow, right now we have a crisis in the priesthood. What should we do? Oh, I know, let's abolish the ember days. That's real smart. What? How do people miss this? If there's a crisis in the priesthood, don't get rid of the sacrificial penance to assist the priesthood. So remember the embers, fast, do penance, perform abstinence, don't eat meat. My trad pastor said we could eat meat today. Your trad pastor, that's not correct. This is why we need formation. We need formation. Today is Ember Friday. And we need holy priests. All right, let's pray the Hail Mary. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, or pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of the Priesthood, pray for us. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, friends, thanks for watching. People are saying, we can hear your kids. Yes, outside my window right now are tons of kids. I think there's like 15 of them. So they're loud. Amazing this microphone can pick that up. That's pretty good. All right, let's pray for our priests. Read the Bible every day. You got to read that Bible every single day. I have a plan how to read the Bible, the Catholic Bible, in a year. It's available over at Patreon. You can check it out. Also, if you become a member over at Patreon, I'll send you, depending on the levels, free books. We have drawings, merch, signed autograph books, all kinds of stuff. Go to patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. I appreciate all the new Patreons that have come on the last couple weeks. Thank you so much. I'll be giving away a family, big size Dewey Rames coffee table Bible for reading the Bible as a family on the feast of Peter and Paul, the end of June. So if you want to be in that drawing, make sure you're a patron member supporter at patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. Also, if you want to take online classes with me, you can do that at New St. Thomas Institute. That's newstthomas.com. I have a whole course on the Old Testament, every book of the Bible in the Old Testament, one on the New Testament, every book in the New Testament. Also, there's a really popular class in there right now on the history of the Latin Mass and the Roman Rite. If you want to learn about liturgy, that's there as well. You can get that at newstthomas.com, newstthomas.com. Enroll and you get all those courses. They're all included. What else? Pray the rosary every single day. If you don't pray the rosary, you're not on the team. What do we need our priests doing? Praying the rosary. What do we need to do? Pray the rosary. Think about scripture. Let's get it done. All right, friends, remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your kind words. Please share these videos, like and subscribe, and we'll see you soon. I am, by the way, going to do the part two on the Vigano and Fatima. I am going to do it. Just been a lot of news this week, Father Altman and whatnot. So hopefully, I think Monday, unless something crazy happens, Monday I'll be back doing the Archbishop Vigano and his comments on the crisis and the need for Fatima. All right. God bless. Godspeed.